She was the agency's first African-American female engineer. And now, NASA's headquarters building in Washington, D.C., has been named in her honor.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Mary W. Jackson earned her degree in mathematics and physical science from Hampton Institute, now known as Hampton University. She began working at the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA, in 1951. After 2 years in the computing pool at Langley, Jackson's supervisor in the supersonic pressure tunnel suggested she enter a training program that would allow her to be promoted from mathematician to engineer. The classes for the program, however, were held at then-segregated Hampton High School. Jackson would need special permission to join white peers in the classroom. Never one to flinch from a challenge, Mary not only obtained that permission, but earned the promotion, becoming NASA's first Black female engineer, starting her career during an era when female engineers from any background were a rarity. With the naming of the headquarters building, NASA honors Mary Jackson's legacy and affirms a commitment to diversity and inclusion as core values for the agency. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.